every single member of the Zooks was born between February and November of 1954, and we all went to Dearborn High School together. I had met Scott Brewer, our eventual bassist, in middle school, and Scott very tactfully pointed out to me when I mentioned that, he said, "Weren't we naked the first time we met?" And I was like, "Yes, we were, because it was in swimming class in junior high, and they used to make the boys swim naked." So I thought it was very tactful of him to mention that. But at any rate, when we got into high school, the reason I had approached him naked was that I knew that he was in a band, and I had a little band at that time, and I had been playing guitar since 1966, and this would have been in probably 67 or 68 when I met him. And so, you know, I was just interested in the fact that he had a band. And then in the 10th grade, when we both went to Dearborn High School, I just approached him and said, "Hey, you know, I've really wanted to start a band called the Zooks, and I was wondering if you'd like to start it up with me." And so he said, "Yeah, sure." And over time, the personnel changed. The singer from the band that I had been in prior to that came along with me. And so he and Scott and I were three of the founding members of the Zooks. And then eventually Martin joined us on drums. And before it was all over with, Mark Baker joined us as a second lead singer. And I will point out as well that the Zooks have never broken up. We just, you know, like Roger Shouse is in China at the moment, and Scott lives in Evanston, Illinois, and a couple of the guys live in the Detroit area, and I'm out in Ann Arbor, but we've just drifted geographically, but the band theoretically still exists.